Mike Hipp, Secretary of the Department of Administration. I just wanted to start off the briefing by saying that a week ago Friday, the governor had contacted me and asked me to be in touch with the agencies throughout state government to determine the plan that we would put in place or that the contingencies that we would need to consider if, in fact, the federal government does default on August 2nd as has been considered in media and government accounts. And so in contacting each of the agencies, I asked them to report back to me this past Friday the impact that a possible default by the federal government would have in their particular agencies. And as you can imagine, those that deal with a lot of federal money are going to be the most directly and immediately impacted. Let me just start off by saying I guess the good news is that because of Wisconsin's current situation and most particularly the fact that we just recently issued an operating note, we would be able to, in the short term, weather almost any type of federal revenue shortfall through the interfund borrowing that is allowed under our finance system. And so in the short term, and what I'm talking about is up to about 3 months, over a three-month period, we would have sufficient revenue in order to fund almost any of the shortfall. If we got much beyond that, when you talk about the federal revenues that come in, you know, the federal or the state budget is made up of almost 30% of it from federal dollars. So if we got past about a three-month period, we would then get to a point where it would be very difficult for us to continue to fund the programs that the federal government traditionally and is anticipated in sending us. The biggest areas that I would impact, first of all, you look at just the overall federal programs, the top programs being Medicaid, UW Federal Research Grants, Student Financial Aid, TANF Block Grants, Child Care and Child Welfare Services, Low Income Energy, Workforce Training, and Community Development Block Grants. Those are some of the biggest areas that immediately are affected by or here in the state because of their connection to federal revenue. So those are the individual programs, but in a broader issue, you have to consider the bond ratings as well and the impact this will have on borrowing and bond costs and a number of things along those lines. As we put out, as I wrote to the governor in the memo that summed up the past week's research into this, Moody's has recently announced that five AAA-rated states have been placed on a credit watch due to the proportionally high impact of federal revenues on those states' economies and finances. Basically, if the federal government defaults, that is connected to so many other areas within borrowing and bonding. And, of course, many of us have heard the impact that this could have on personal mortgages and things along those lines. It's not that much different for states and local governments as well. Several thousand local communities could be affected by the shortfall if their bond rating is affected because, again, they wouldn't have the ability to pay back with the loans with the federal dollars that they anticipate. Let me just touch on a few agencies, and then I'll be happy to take any questions. There are the high-profile agencies or the high federal impact agencies, for the most part, are Health and Human Services or Health Services, Administration, Children and Families, Natural Resources has some, the University of Wisconsin, and Workforce Development. And there are varying degrees of impact in each of those agencies. But again, let me emphasize that Wisconsin, because of the interfund borrowing ability that we have, as well as the financial situation that we have currently, in that we have recently issued a large operating note, we would have the funds to fill all of these areas and intend to in the short term. But again, any long-term delay by the federal government would directly and negatively impact these. The biggest concern is by agencies, and let me just kind of break them down. In administration, the one area that would probably be affected most is the federal low-income heating assistance weatherization programs. And that's about a $350 million impact, as it would impact those areas, as well as homeless shelters and residential repair contracts. A number of those things that really are federal pass-through dollars that our agencies and our divisions oversee a lot of the federal pass-through dollars of federal low-income heating, a lot of the ARRA money that has been issued in the past. And that's really, I think, where you'd see the shortfall in the Department of Administration. At Children and Families, your federal programs are the Title IV-E Child Welfare, TANF, Child Care Development Block Grants, and Community Services Development Block Grants. All of those have, or most of those have a GPR match or an MOE, a maintenance of effort requirement. And so you would see required continuation in the short term anyway. But again, for the most part, we would be able to fund both sides of that, federal and state, for a short period of time. But there are other sub-grants, if you will, from the state that may be more immediately affected, since they don't have either local matching funds or they don't have corresponding state funds. So where there is not a state match, those could have much more direct and immediate impact. In health services, the primary area is Medicaid, and in Medicaid we get $350 million in federal support every month. So that's one area that it's the most reliant on federal funding would be nursing homes and family care, managed care
organizations. Trek into Kenya and Ethiopia.
Home health, personal care, and related activities. So it's those programs in human services and our health services programs that could be directly affected by a federal default, and could shut down the ability to do a number of those programs once even the state's match was going to be was depleted. In natural resources, the University of Wisconsin, a number of other areas, there are federal dollars that could impact in the university system, could impact student loans, federal research grants. At natural resources, there are federal natural resource development and environmental protection funding programs, all of which that could be be either eliminated or reduced or shut down for a period of time. Again, once we had to deplete where we were at. So I think rather than dig into many more of the specific agencies, although pretty much every agency did report back to the governor at his request a week ago, I think I'd be happy to take any questions you may have as to the impact this will be. And I guess I would once again leave you with the fact that right now it appears as though Wisconsin will be able to, in the short term, handle any type of default that the federal government would have, but it will have, obviously, a negative impact across the economy, and that could begin to negatively impact even the economic growth we're seeing here in Wisconsin. So, again, with that, I thank you for listening, and thank you for your time. I'd be happy to take any questions.
Mr. Hipsch, this is Clay Barber from the State Journal. Just a real quick question. What was the name of the fund that will give us the three-month cushion if something should happen?
Well, what we do is we have operating notes. We bond for short-term dollars in an operating note, and essentially what we did was the state government just floated an $800 million operating bond. And so because we have that and just sold that bond, we have that available to us for ongoing expenses. It's one of those things where we bond dollars so that we have day-to-day expenses as so that we can pay our bills as tax revenue is brought in. It's just our accounting method. And we have just recently sold that bond, and so we currently have a great deal of that money available to us. Obviously, we would need to pay that bond off as well as fill in the state programs that bond is intended to pay once the federal government was returning the dollars back to the state.
But did you call it? What was the name of the fund that you called?
It's not really a fund. It's just through the. Pardon me. Oh, I'm sorry. I think what you meant was the interfund borrowing that we have. We have an interfund. We have a system whereby through. In individual funds, we can borrow from one to the other in order to make up for shortfalls in that particular fund on a very short-term basis. And so under law, we have the ability to do that. We could borrow or we could lend money from one fund to another in a short-term method. And that's done and has been done for a number of years here in Wisconsin.
So is that the $800 million you're referring to?
Correct.
Okay.
Any other questions?
Not sure. If nobody else is going to ask, I have another one. This is Clay again from the State Journal. I was just curious. So federal monies make up 29% of our budget. I thought it was more like 50% of our budget. It seems like we got a $66 billion budget. only half of that comes from state funds. Why only 29%?
Well, I was talking on an annual basis. So federal revenues make up about $9.3 billion of the state budget on an annual basis. So if you take the budget annually, take it to about $32, $33 million, yeah, about just over $9 million of it. So about 30%. So that's basically – now, that's the impact that it has on the state budget according to the state budget office.
I still don't understand. Where does the rest of the money come from? If there's $32 million in state money and there's $66 million budget.
Well, you have GPR segregated and program revenue. So it's mainly – I mean, the breakdown of all of those. But when you take the federal revenue, the segregated revenue, and the program revenue, that's going to make up probably close to 50%, whereas, and don't quote me because I haven't looked at the numbers recently, and then you take the GPR revenue that we have, it's in income and sales tax, and that's going to build your whole budget.
Okay.
Secretary Hibbs, Mitch Reynolds, WIZM.
Hey, Mitch.
Hey, Mike. In terms of, and maybe I missed this in the rundown that you just gave, but in terms of federal unemployment benefits, where do those fall in there?
I did not get a response from DWA.
Okay.
Hang on one second. Oh, you know what? You're right, Mitch. One of the things that we're looking at is what the federal government will do if there is a default, because the fact is that while this is very different than the federal government shutting down, where their budget shuts down and they can't pay any of their bills. This is a different thing in that they're defaulting on some of their debts and some of the ongoing expenses that they have. Basically, the ongoing or the already incurred expenses that now need to be paid. And so what they would do is they will prioritize. We are anticipating that they would prioritize with the money that they do have available to them what will be paid. And we're anticipating that, and as is the secretary at DWD, anticipating that that unemployment insurance would be a priority for the federal government. And so that's one of those that would be prioritized, as well as debt payments. So some of those things that they will prioritize will be covered, we are anticipating. But again, I think it's important to note that neither the Office of Management and Budget nor the U.S. Treasury Department has issued any directive or instructions regarding that prioritization. So we are assuming that unemployment insurance and the payment of those would be a priority. But if not, that would come through our Workforce Development Department of Workforce Development, and obviously could have a negative impact once and if we depleted the revenue that we have available to us through our operating notes.
And was there any indication of when that directive might come from Treasury?
No.
In terms of what? No.
Yeah, I mean, I think we all saw that Secretary Geithner said even yesterday afternoon that he just can't even believe that they're going to actually default. So I don't know if they're not. I would hope that they are actually preparing for the worst and hoping for the best. But at this point, we have been given no indication of where they are at with prioritization or the impact this would have on local and state units of government or anything like that. That's why we took the initiative in anticipation of it, to determine how we would get through it, and just kind of did it as self-analysis at the governor's direction. Any other questions?
Secretary Hibbs, this is Emma Roller with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. You said the governor directed you to make this report July 15th?
A week ago Friday. What would that have been?
I think that was the 15th.
Okay. Yeah. Something like, yeah, I think that's right.
Okay.
Yes. He contacted me and said that we needed to prepare for a potential shutdown or default by the federal government. See, even I'm getting confused with the terms, but the possible default by the federal government, and he wanted to have an overview of the impact that would have on the state of Wisconsin, and then contingencies for what we would have to do in order to weather that.
Mike, it's Scott Bauer at AP.
Hey, Scott.
So, bottom line, nothing to worry about for at least 3 months.
That's our belief. Yeah, in Wisconsin, it doesn't look like we have much to worry about. But in the same sense, as we're depleting our resources, they're going to have to resolve it there, and then we're going to have to replenish that as soon as the money comes in. So in the short term, yeah, I think we're going to be fine. We certainly have the money and the authority to be able to continue most of these programs, but that clock will begin to tick rather quickly. And, you know, the other impact, really, Scott, is we don't know the full impact this will have on the external economy, you know, not just the impact of state programs, but what's it going to mean in unemployment and what's it going to mean in just overall economic conditions. And as the economy slows even more, that obviously has an accelerating impact on the programs that state government provides to those individuals who now find themselves in need of them. It could be an accelerating impact, you know, in a short period of time.
Mike, this is Emma with the General Sentinel again. So you said in your press release it said at least 3 months, and now you're saying up to 3 months. Which is it?
Well, yeah, and I'm sorry. I mean, the State Budget Office told me that we would be good at least for at least 3 months, and I am misspeaking when I'm saying that it would be up to. You're right.
Okay, so potentially longer than 3 months.
Potentially, yes.
Okay.
Yes, but. It was after the three-month period that it was just going to be very difficult to project out that far to determine, you know, all of the other factors that go into it, and especially, as I said, the economic slowdown and the accelerating impact of programs that the state provides.